Welcome to this offensive line.
Welcome back once again to this offensive line. Before we get into the picks for the week of week 7, just wanted to go over Thursday night football. The Jacksonville Jaguars took on the New Orleans Saints and were able to win 31-24. Both myself and Mrs. Sponge picked the Jags to win, and Football Baby selected the Saints. So that was an interesting one. Mrs. Sponge had it as 13-10. I had 24-17. So I feel like I was a lot closer. Obviously, had the right margin. It was just an extra touchdown on each end. So yeah, I'm taking it as an absolute win. There's no recap of week 6. However, quickly want to point out that the Browns and the Jets did beat the 49ers and Eagles. So there's now no undefeated teams in the league, which is extraordinary. And that is really it. I'm going to get you in to the gut feels for week 7.
It's time for the gut feels for week 7. Mrs. Sponge, I'm going to go through the games. I'm going to ask for your gut feeling on the game. Who's going to win? And then I'm going to come in with my own little bit and have a score prediction, okay? Are you doing score predictions this week?
I might do a few maybe, but I don't know if I'll do all of them.
Okay, well, our first game is the Detroit Lions at the Baltimore Ravens. Give me your gut feel.
Oh, I think it's going to be a tough one. But I think the Ravens might just out-edge the Lions. Because the Lions are doing really well this season. Okay. They do have a good win record at the moment. But part of me is thinking, Lions. Oh, but Ravens might just get it. Oh, Lions. Ravens might just get it. So, yeah, I think Ravens may just get it. They are two really good teams that are doing well, but I think the Lions do have the better record, do they not?
They do, yes. They're 5-1. The Ravens are 4-2. An interesting one on this is they have only met 6 times in history. That's because the Ravens were the Browns and then they became the Ravens. So, and Baltimore leads the series 5-1.
Wow.
So, but you have to take into account that the Lions have been terrible for many years.
Yes, they are starting to look like they're on the path to success, or at least better success than that we're doing. But I think even with that, then I'm definitely going to say the Ravens, and they will definitely edge out. It might be close because, as I said, the Lions are playing really well this season. But if anything, it will be the Ravens that just out-edge the Lions.
So I'm going to go with the Lions winning here. Wasn't overly impressed with the Ravens' offense when we seen them in London. They were good, but there was just something missing. And I think the Lions are a better team than the Titans. So that's why I'm going with the Ravens. And I'm going to go with the Ravens 30, Ravens 20.
What, Ravens v Ravens?
Lions 30, Ravens 20. I do apologise. It's late. My head is, yeah. Okay. The next game that no one is watching, the Las Vegas Raiders at the Chicago Bears. Give me your gut feel. Now, before we get into this, do want to say, Justin Fields got injured last week. He's out. Jimmy Garoppolo has a back injury. He is out. These are two backup quarterbacks going against each other in this game. Just to let you know.
A 0-0 draw?
I mean, the closest I've seen to a 0-0 draw was the Seahawks-Cardinals. And I think we were actually in Florida and we were watching TV at this one. It was 3-3 and it went to overtime. And it took 8.5 minutes in overtime for someone to kick a field goal. So yeah, that was a tough watch. That was a Thursday night game as well. That was tough. Anyway, so Raiders, Bears.
See, if they're both backups, then it can go any way, because we haven't really seen these backups so far, have we?
So, Brian Hoyer is the backup for the Raiders. He's been in the league for years. He was a backup in New England for a long, long time. The Bears quarterback that will be starting is an undrafted quarterback this year. And he's not had the best outing as a quarterback so far in college or in the pros. So I would think Raiders.
I was going to say, if it's good on that, then probably the Raiders. I don't know how you're going to try and attempt to guess the scoreline. That feels like that scoreline could be anywhere. But if you're saying that about the Browns, not the Browns, the Bears backup quarterback, I'm definitely going to go with Vegas.
Cool. So I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. Again, I don't think it's going to be a high scoring affair. I'm going to go 17-6 to the Raiders on this one.
That seems reasonable.
Okay, then your next game is a team who defeated the San Francisco 49ers last week, the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
At Indianapolis Colts. Give me your gut feel.
I think the reason the Browns were able to beat the 49ers was because the 49ers, pretty much almost everybody got injured, it seemed like, in that team.
Yeah, Debo Samuel got injured, Trent Williams got injured, Christian McCaffrey got injured. There's lots of injuries that are going on there. Christian McCaffrey is questionable to play. So even though he is injured, he still might play. He might go in for a touchdown and then that'll be it in the 49ers game. But back to the game that we have at hand, the Browns-Colts.
I'm going to go with the Colts mainly on because I think the Browns did win last week mainly due to the fact that San Francisco lost all their good players. The amount of injuries that San Francisco got was how the Browns managed to win. Although, from what I remember hearing on the drive back to the hotel, they weren't playing that great, though. But I think the Colts will probably beat the Browns.
So, I'm going with the Browns in this one. And I'm going to go 24... Not saying 21. 24 to 13 to the Browns. Yeah. Okay, your next game that you'll be choosing from is the Buffalo Bills at New England Patriots. Give me your gut feel.
I'm just having a look at their record for New England. That wasn't last week, was it?
The win that the Patriots had was in week 3, right, against the New York Jets.
Right, so I'm still going to go I'm going to go with Buffalo. I was thinking I was going to go with Buffalo. I just wanted to see where that one for the New England was from. But I was like, I'm pretty sure it's near the start of the season. I'm going to go with Buffalo. New England are still not having a great time. They didn't have as big as a defeat, did they, last week? It wasn't as bad or as painful looking.
Their defeat last week was 21-17.
Yeah.
To the Raiders.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Buffalo. It could be another wipeout. Obviously, they were playing the Raiders last week in New England. So, but then again, Buffalo were playing the Giants, and the Giants almost won. But of course, in Giant style, we did terrible in three times. What was it, three times we managed to get
two,
to?
2 times at the one, and he came away with 0 points.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not surprised Buffalo ended up winning that game, but technically how the Giants stayed ahead, I don't know. But anyway, back to this one. Definitely Buffalo. And again, if Buffalo get back into shape that they are, that they can do, they can easily wipe the floor with New England the way they're playing. Unless, are they playing there? The new signing QB, or are we still
no,
with the
no,
other
no,
one?
He didn't play at all last week.
So they signed a dude, but never played him.
Yes.
What's the point in that?
I think they...
at least try and reject something.
I think what they were doing was trying to see if Mac Jones could still do the quarterback job. And then, because it was a very close game, they were like, let's not pull it, let's just keep it going. This one, I think he will see the field. I still think Buffalo win. Josh Allen seems to be a bit weird, where he's very good, but he seems to play at the level of his opposition. So if you're not a good team and you're playing the Bills, Josh Allen won't play very well. But if you're a great team and you're playing the Bills, he'll play great.
Was he taking it easy last week then?
So it's a weird one. It's very weird. It seems to be a recurring thing with Josh Allen. But I'm going with the Bills. I'm sticking with the Bills in this one. And I'm going to go 35-6.
Ooh. Oh, that would be a painful defeat.
Now, this is still an early game that we're at. And this is the Washington Commanders at the New York Giants. Give me your gut feel.
Gut feel? I can tell you exactly who's going to win. Commanders.
And why is that?
We ain't got no chance. They took it neck and neck with the Eagles. We ain't got no chance. We got lucky last week where it seemed to be like we were going to possibly win a second game. But no. We couldn't even do that. So no. I have no... What's the word? I can't think of the word. I just do not think the Giants will win. I have no hope for them. They won't do any good. Washington will win. And I could probably see them steaming ahead of us. At least get... I think Washington will at least probably get about 30 points on the board. Us, maybe 10.
Okay, so the last time the two teams met, which was obviously last year because it's a division game.
Yep.
The Giants won with a score of 20-12. So it's an interesting one.
No, but then Daniel Jones had the threat of losing his job last year. He doesn't have that this year. So he's gone back to his rubbishness. I can't say the word I want to say. He's gone back to being rubbish because he's got no threat that somebody's going to come in to take his job. Last year he did. Or at least last year pre-season he did. But then has managed to then keep it up throughout the season. That then they've gone, yes, we'll just continue with him. He's not going to go backwards. Dun, dun, dun! It's exactly what he's done. So, boot him out. Get rid of him. For the love of God, just get somebody who can actually do well. Or at least be semi-decent. But yeah. I'm not a fan of Daniel Jones, as you can tell. And he will do terrible probably this weekend. And I think Washington will walk away no problem from us. As I said, Washington, easy, over 30 points. Us, I'd be surprised if we get over 10.
Okay. Fair enough. The biggest issue that you have here is your offensive line. On the Giants. Now, the Commanders do have 19 sacks on the season. So, I think they're going to end up around 25 after this game.
What have you got, 19?
19 sacks on the season. That
50.
They have. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to go as high as you on the scoring for the Commanders. I'm going to go 27 to the Commanders, and I'm going to say 14 for the Giants. So 27-14 to the Commanders.
Okay.
Now, from one division game to another division game, the Falcons at the Bucks. Give me your gut feel.
Ooh, and the Bucks have already had their bye week. This is a tough one. What's your
So, both teams lost last week. The Falcons lost to the Commanders, and the Bucks lost to the Lions. And to be honest, they didn't really look like they were in the game against the Lions, from what I was able to see on our journey back and sleep in the hotel. I'm going to go with the Bucks. The last meeting, obviously the Falcons won by a number. But I'm not...
Bye-bye, Brady.
Yeah, that was... again, Tampa didn't really have anything to play for in that game. So I don't think even Tom Brady played, because they were saving him for the Cowboys game, which was amazing. Great playoff game. Maybe the best playoff game I've ever watched. You disagree, I know, but it was...
This is amazing that... Best playoff game I've ever seen includes the Cowboys.
Yes, absolutely dominating an opponent, yeah. I'm going with the Bucks on this one. I think they have the better team overall, even though they still have problems. Falcons have been a surprise this season, but I think it's going to be a close 20-17 game with the Bucks winning.
Okay, do you know what? I'm going to go with roughly probably the same scoreline, but the opposite way around.
Okay.
I think the Falcons might get it. But then again, this could be the Falcons will go all up to 17, and it'll be like 17-0 by halftime, and they'll completely lose the rest of the game to the Bucks. But we'll have to wait and see for that. But no, I'm going to say the Falcons.
Now, that concludes the early games. That's all the early games, because we have 6 teams on bye this week.
A very short list.
So going into the late games, we have the Steelers at the Rams. And I want to know what your gut feel is on this one. I expect it to go one way. But we'll see if that is the way you go.
I'm going to go Rams. Is that what you were thinking?
It's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
The Steelers, their record's 2-3, but they're still...
They're 3-2.
What did I say?
2-3.
Sorry, 3-2.
That's fine.
And I even read it off.
It's just numbers.
The Steelers are just missing something still. And I don't know what it is, it's just...
It's an offensive coordinator, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we've been saying that, I've been saying this for weeks. Loads of people have been saying this for weeks. That's nothing new. There's apparently Matt Canada, who is the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, apparently has a burner account on X, formerly known as Twitter, where he has absolutely trashed Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, Mike Tomlin, and everyone is saying, oh, that's definitely Matt Canada, because they tried to recover the account, and it looks like it's his work email address that it's set up with. So that's quite funny, but yeah, this one, I mean, the Steelers defense is really good.
It is.
That's what they've got, and they have been getting better on offense, but this was before they went on their bye week. There was a play where they checked out of the called play by Matt Canada, and they audibled because George Pickens was one-on-one on the outside. And they threw a deep ball to George Pickens, who was able to go in and get the touchdown later on. And you can see in the offensive coordinator's coach's box. They've got a camera in there, and everyone is celebrating apart from Matt Canada because they didn't run the play that he called. So they scored a touchdown, and he was fuming that they didn't do what he asked them to do. Everyone else was celebrating. So that is where the problems come from for the Steelers. If their offense was as good as their defense, they would be one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
But it's not. And that is why the Rams are going to win this one. And they're going to win this one 24-21.
Okay. Are we going back to the 24-21s, are we?
24-21. I thought I'd throw it out there. The defense has the ability to score. And that's where I'm taking a couple of those touchdowns from on that one. So the next game, we go out west.
Yes.
For another divisional game, the Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. Give me your gut feel.
I was waiting for that. I'm going to go with Seahawks.
Okay.
One, because the Cardinals, I don't know what's going on with the Cardinals season. When was the last time they were 1-5? I feel like this isn't a normal Cardinals season. If anything, by now, at least they're maybe even Stevens, where they're 3-3, but I don't know if they've... I don't remember them having this bad of a loss record for a while. And I think, obviously, the Seahawks being at home, you always get the home advantage. And just with the way that the fact that the Cardinals are just not up to par, I'm going to go Seahawks.
So, the Cardinals' last losing season of terribleness was probably the year that they drafted Josh Rosen, because they got the number one overall pick again and took Kyler Murray, which kind of worked out for them, but not really. Kyler Murray is apparently going to be practicing soon, and coming off his injury, so that's an interesting one.
So that might help them later in the season then if he comes back.
But I can't see it. And I'm going to go with Seattle on this one as well. I think they have too much. The divisional game, I don't think it's going to be a 3-3. Let's go to overtime and take 8 minutes to kick a field goal. I think it's going to be quite a convincing 26-10 win to the Seahawks. Up next is the Packers-Broncos. This is an interesting one. Give me your gut feel.
I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Wow, okay.
I feel like they can maybe do some upset to the Packers' terrible season that they're having. Yeah, I'm going to go with Broncos, just for the hell of it. I'm seeing here their last meet was 2019.
Yes.
And that went to the Packers 27-16. And I mean, they had what's his name? It's completely gone out of my head.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I've put that caveat on it. Aaron Rodgers was with the Packers at that point.
And he was also playing tip top in about 2019 as well. So yeah, I'm actually gonna go for the Broncos. That probably might upset a lot of people. But I'm going to go Broncos. I feel like they could maybe give the Packers some upset tomorrow night.
So I'm looking at it, and I think I'm actually going to agree with you.
Ooh.
Jordan Love's not obviously playing all that well, which is to be expected. Russell Wilson has 12 touchdowns on the season, so we're in week 7. He's matched his bathroom total for touchdowns. He has 12 bathrooms in his house. He has 12 touchdowns on the season.
Who needs 12 bathrooms in a house?
Russell Wilson. And I'm going to have a little throwback to 1998 and say the Denver Broncos won 31-24.
Ooh.
Which is what the scoreline was when they met in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
So there we go. Okay, another divisional game out west. Seems like a lot of west divisional games going on this week. And this one is the Los Angeles Chargers coming off a embarrassing loss to the Cowboys on Monday Night Football at the Kansas City Chiefs. Give me your gut feel.
I'm going to go similar to the Rams, not Rams, Broncos. No, sorry, the... Whatever the game we were talking about. Broncos, Packers game. I'm actually going to go with the Chargers. Because, I don't know, Kansas City, I think, are breezing through some of these games.
Okay.
And I want to see some upset.
Okay.
It's, I don't know what it is. From what I've seen of some of like the highlights and that, and obviously I didn't see last week's one because I can't even remember what's that even happened this week.
It's the Thursday night game.
I just think Kansas City are not, they're just breezing through. They're not playing at the same level as they normally do. And I would like to see some upset because of this. I feel like they can be doing better and they're not. And I think everything's all on this. Oh, Taylor Swift's there. Taylor Swift's there. Uh-huh. Okay. But she's a singer. She's got nothing to do with football. We'll know when she's broke up with Travis Kelce because she'll be announcing our next album. So let's just actually focus on the football, Kansas, please. Because at this point, I don't even think, although you might have the record currently to look like you're going to the Super Bowl, I don't know. I don't think you could actually... You'd maybe make it to, like...
divisional?
The division and sort of the conference. Okay. But then that would be it. Because again, you're skating through. You're not playing with the same oomph. It's just not there. So I am going with the Chargers.
Okay, I mean, it makes sense. Obviously, the Chiefs' schedule hasn't been the hardest. They've had... I mean, the hardest games that they've had were at the start of the season with the Lions and the Jags. Then they had the Bears, Jets, Vikings and Broncos. So, you know, after week two, they kind of got a nice run of form there. This one, again, Justin Herbert's stats are looking better than Mahomes. Touchdown percentage-wise, they're on the same. It's 4.9% of their throws are touchdowns, which is interesting. But Herbert is ranking higher in the QBR. He also has less interceptions than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes has 5 interceptions this season. So,
see,
it's almost won a game.
I remember actually, I think he showed me one in age.
Where he just tried to force it in and the player was there, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, no. And again, he's doing stupid mistakes, which he shouldn't be doing.
But they have traded for one of their former players from the Jets, Mecole Hardman, who should help on the offense. Not a great deal because he was never a great player, but he should be able to come in and do the job that they're looking for. I don't trust the Chargers to win this one, even though they might have a super fan, which you're very confused about. I'll show you the memes when we're done. I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs 24, Los Angeles Chargers 14.
Ooh.
It's going to be a close one. It's going to be a close one. Now, this is a game and a half.
I know. I wish I...
Sunday night football.
I wish I didn't have to work on Monday. I wish the holidays maybe just continued.
The Miami Dolphins at the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are 5-1 because the Eagles lost to the Jets last week.
Yep. And that was a shock, to say the least.
This one How do you see this happening? Give me your gut feel.
I don't know, but I really want to watch it. Right, you're not allowed to watch this game. We've got to watch it when I get home from work on Monday. You're not allowed to watch it beforehand, okay? Your face is saying no.
That's torture. That is torture.
Why? Because you've got to be off everything all day.
Yes.
Well, I can make you a list of cleaning chores if you want to keep you busy.
Oh, great, thanks.
I don't know. Who did the Dolphins lose to?
The Dolphins lost to the Bills.
Oh. I don't know. I'm even looking at their last meeting, which was in 2022. So it's obviously 2 years ago. Actually, it looks like a pre-season game.
The last meeting was in 2019.
No, no, this one says that must be a pre-season game because that says the 27th of August 2022.
Yeah, pre-season game.
So that must be a pre-season, right? So that's that one doesn't actually.
Last regular season game was in 2019. It's the 1st of December and the Dolphins won 37-31.
Oh, do you know what? Because the Dolphins lost to the Bills and obviously the Eagles lost to the Jets. I mean, the Jets. I've not watched the highlights of that game. Maybe I should, because I want to see where did the Eagles go that game. Well, if the fact that the Dolphins lost to the Bills, I'm going to go with the fact that the Dolphins are going to win.
Okay.
In Philly, because we are in Philly on Monday night. So, and I'm going to go somewhere similar to that scoreline as well. I think it could be a very high scoring game and a very intense game. So yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm gonna go with them.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the Eagles winning this one.
Mm. You sure? Does that hurt?
Yeah, it does hurt, but I'm gonna stick with it. And I think it's just the takeaways on the season, the interceptions, the fumble recoveries, they're better. I mean, sacks, 21 to Miami, 20 to the Eagles. But the biggest thing that the Dolphins have is the rushing game. The passing game is obviously massive, but the run game helps that. And the Eagles' run defense is, if not the best in the league, one of the best in the league. So it's going to be really difficult for the Dolphins to run the ball on the Eagles. So they're going to have to rely on the pass. Now, obviously, they can do that. We know that they can do that. They have got fast, fast wide receivers. But I don't think they can keep it consistent for this full game. And I'm going to go 27-24. For this one. Okay, let's finish with Monday Night Football. And this is the San Francisco 49ers at the Minnesota Vikings. Ooh. Give me your gut feel on this Monday Night Football game.
I mean, I'll say it again. I'll say Vikings will win. They'll lose. I can't win with the Vikings. Now, San Fran do have the better record, and they are definitely possibly the best team in the league at the moment. With that, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go with San Francisco. And I think, actually, my Vikings curse won't dictate this one. I think definitely the San Francisco will win.
I mean, if your Vikings curse does dictate this one, that's going to be hilarious, because not only is it the Vikings 49ers, it's the Vikings in prime time, and Kirk Cousins is not great in prime time. So, I mean, if it happens, it'd be hilarious. I'd be into that.
At least we know what my curse is, an actual curse. It's a real thing.
Well, this is true. I'm going with the 49ers as well. I can't see them losing this one. But I couldn't see them losing to the Browns.
No.
Which, again, very funny. I enjoyed it. Even though it put us out of Survivor. on this one, I'm going to say 32-17 to the 49ers.
Yeah, that scoreline seems that it could be plausible.
So that seems, that's how I'm going with that one.
Okay.
And that is the week 7 gut feel.
Thanks for listening to This Offensive Line. You can follow us on X at This OL Podcast, on TikTok at This Offensive Line, on Instagram at This Offensive Line. We're also on Facebook, This Offensive Line. So let's interact with us. Just come and tell us what you think, what you like, what you don't like, who you support, why the Giants are rubbish, why the Cowboys are the greatest NFL team to ever exist. Just come and let us know. Can you like, subscribe on the podcast? It'd be great. Leave a little review. Even better. Thanks all. Bye.